Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
It's so much more than just a profile picture. At Catholic Singles, our platform offers you many opportunities to get to know the person behind the picture. Sign up today at CatholicSingles.com.
Good News Ministries of GNM.org. It's the Catholic place for growing your faith. Good News Ministries will provide you with faith-building reflections, virtual retreats, prayer resources, and lots more. All of it is free. Visit GNM.org today.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Frank Friar Podcast. I'm your friend with Carmelite, the Frank Friar, a.k.a. Father Nicholas, reporting to you all live from the Bronx here in New York City. And when I say reporting live, that means I'm actually recording this live because I have to be alive in order to record. So there you go. I want to apologize for missing episodes last week, but during my recording time window that I set for myself, I was sick, my voice was bad, and etc. This is one of the side effects of ministering in a school. Schools are sort of petri dishes, for lack of a better word, and us friars and the teachers and etc. that work in said school, you know, of course, get exposed to all sorts of things and... there you go. So I'm feeling much better now. I'm back in a better space and et cetera. But one of the things during this time of illness is I still sort of kept going to the gym. And if you've been following me on social media, you've noticed more over the past month that I've been going to the gym a lot more. I got the okay from the doctor and got some good guidance and et cetera. So it's not that I just said, hey, I'm going to get going and et cetera. I followed a prudent medical protocol in order to reincorporate this aspect into my life of physical well-being. And this got me thinking, because one of the things I tell people regularly in confession and I preach about and et cetera, is the idea that self-knowledge is of the utmost importance. And I believe this is one of the things that all the saints show us is the necessity of self-knowledge. And during my time of recovery, I had a lot of physical therapy. You know, one of the things I was dealing with is my right knee was getting quite painful. And the pain was not coming from the joint per se, it was this band that runs up and down from the knee to the hip. And for whatever reason in my body, that particular band was getting excessively tight and causing a lot of issues in the knee. And there is no magic pill. There was no magic surgery. The only cure was good old-fashioned hard work. Now, that hard work was in physical therapy, of course, in a setting where I was guided by people that knew a lot more than me in order to get that area in a good, healthy place so I didn't have knee pain. And as I have been recovering and learning about the different things that I'm going to have to do now as a below-the-knee amputee, there's all these little muscles. I've just been utterly fascinated. All these little muscles along my hip and my glute and my knees and my et cetera, where I need to work and I need to do certain stretches to isolate those things and get them strong to help with balance and strength and pain management and et cetera. And just seeing this beauty of the human body and the little idiosyncrasies and all that sort of stuff that is needed to... incorporate into one sort of, in my own personal experience, you know, daily life, but that knowledge that we have to incorporate about our body, that it is a complex, profound thing that we have been entrusted with, and our response to it in terms of growing in better health needs to be just as intricate. The same thing goes for the soul. The same thing goes for what's going on in the heart. We have to know those foibles, those places where we fall into temptation regularly. If you go to confession regularly, why are you going? Are you being presumptuous? Is that sort of coming up inside of you? How is your mental wherewithal with things? How is your reading and your ability to commit to things? All these different aspects of the human person. And I wanted to speak about all these complexities in a way that isn't burdensome. Yes, this requires a lot of work. Diligence is a virtue, even though we don't talk about it that much. But when we strive in diligence to work hard to care for ourselves, body, mind, and soul, my tongue gets a little lazy at time, I apologize for that, we are able to appreciate the great beauty that resides in us as human people. The great gift of our body, the complexities of it, reveals like individual brushstrokes of a beautiful painting. So when you get to know the idiosyncrasies, you get to see the handwork of the artist. Of course, that artist being God. And in this way of striving to work hard to take better care of ourselves and et cetera, we grow in an appreciation of He who has created us. We get to grow in the beauty that must have been within the heart of Christ in taking upon human flesh. There wasn't sort of a doldrum. He embraced humanity and the flesh that the Father has created through Him in joy in order to save us. And we should be able to embrace this gift of our body too, along with the gift of our hearts and of our minds, as a way of being able to cultivate in beauty this relationship that has a fundamental aspect of appreciation, appreciating all the things the Lord has given us. So as we continue to strive to continue to grow in the gifts that we have received, gifts that impact and rise up within our bodies, our minds, and our hearts, and those that come externally from others around us, may we be able to just spend time to get into the weeds and get into the nitty-gritty so we can cultivate an air of appreciation in us for the great work of the artist that has created all these things before us, an artist that we know is God. Thank you very much for your time today. Know that I'm with you. Know that I'm praying for you. And may God continue to bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you very much for your time today, my brothers and sisters. If you like what I'm doing here in my podcast, please make sure to click that subscribe button. And if you want more of my content, head to my website, thefrankfriar.com. There on my website, thefrankfriar.com, you can find blog posts. You can find Catholic Stand article links, YouTube videos. You can find links to my social media things that I use. Or you can email me through that website too. All of that is on thefrankfriar.com. Thank you very much for your time today. Know that I'll be praying for you.
I'm Father Dwight Longenecker. I hope you've enjoyed listening to some of my podcasts here at Breadbox Media. But today I'm speaking to you about a different opportunity. In September 2020, I'll be leading a fantastic pilgrimage cruise from Rome to the Holy Land, and then on the way back, stopping at the cities of St. Paul, Ephesus, Athens, Corinth, and more. While we're at sea, I'll be lecturing on the Gospels, history or mystery. When we're on land, I'll invite you to join me as we visit all of the holy sites, celebrating Mass, worshiping together, and having a wonderful time of fellowship. If you'd like to know more about this pilgrimage cruise, go to my website, dwightlongenecker.com. Go to the right sidebar, and you'll see a picture there, which invites you to get more information. Go to my website, dwightlongenecker.com, right sidebar, click on the picture of the cruise ship, and you'll get all the information you need. Alternatively, you can call the company that's organizing the tour at 800-247-0017. 800-247-0017. Ask for Father Longenecker's Cruise to the Holy Land. Thanks for listening.
Jack Kane Ford. Find your next Ford Tough vehicle at caneford.com.